Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time, it's time, it's Within Brim Skin time. Woohoo! Yippee! Number 53. I've got my boy, my wingman, my homie, Mr. Zambo to my right.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother f***!
Oh my god. Now here's the question. Is what? That actually a bad word or not, since you didn't really say it?
I mean, I did kind of say it, so I would say for good measure, Alex, I'm sorry.
We better beep it. Because it's yeah, we're probably better
off. We're not an appropriate show. What the hell are you talking about, boy?
We kind of are. I mean, we should be.
Are we really PG-13, though?
We are. You want to know why?
Why?
Because we're brought to you by Kikkoman Traditionally Brewed Soy Sauce, making nice. Soy sauce cool again. Mane nice. And Tail Hair Care Products, discover the secret.
Double
and
nice.
Bayer Dynamic, high-quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need.
Did I ever say that you're good at segues?
Am I?
You're pretty good at
Thank
segues.
Thank you.
Sometimes.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Every once in a while, I, you
Except
know.
Except for the whole
I,
talking about Cosby and then going into Family Kitchen Revival.
Yeah, that
John.
Was
that was a little.
That was a little
oof.
Off.
That was a little
I'm
heavy.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It was a little heavy. I'll
I try
admit.
Though.
It was a little heavy. You know, did good. You did good. It was a little heavy.
You know, there was. I got to try to find like a common thread that
nah,
you can
nah,
kind of
nah.
go
I,
with.
I completely. Understand.
You know, but it, yeah, you know, families, entirely. Cosby Show, Family Kitchen Revival.
I mean, yeah, you basically had.
I like, tried.
No lie. You
I
had
tried.
It. You had it.
Well, here we go.
Today's secret word is
pickles. So as everybody knows at home, if you listen to WBS, wherever you are, after you know what the secret word is, if you hear it anywhere you are, anywhere you be, you gotta scream real loud.
Yes.
If you're in the middle of class and the teacher's teaching something and you hear the word, you scream real loud. It
yes.
is what it is. Just make it happen.
Yes.
So
I got no other joke. Well, actually, yeah. If you're at the Weinstein hearing and you get 25 years in prison, and someone says, "Just that's what you get for touching pickles."
Ah!
There it goes.
Ew, that was really gross.
Well, hey, here's one thing though. He's no longer holding onto a walker; he's holding onto the bars.
Oh! God. Oh! Ouch! Ouch!
Well, they do go in dry, so there is going to be an ouch there.
Oh, God. Oh, my Lord. Well, you never know.
You're
Somebody might be kind. They might be kind.
Well,
you know.
A little bit of spit.
A little
spittle.
You know what I'm saying? A little spittle's not so
itty
bad.
Itty-bitty spittle.
Wow. Mm. You're in rare form right now.
I mean, I'm also exhausted. I've been up since 6 a.m.
And you're wearing a hat that says dingus.
Well, that's just me.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. You know,
I'm trying to improve my energy on both shows now.
There you go. Yeah, no, energy level can go up,
yeah,
and it's
it
good.
It can happen.
Energy level's good.
It can go down, but it can come back
yeah,
up. And I'm trying to do the bounce back better than normal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's good. It's
yeah,
good.
Without trying to be, the residential crackhead minus the crack for legal reasons.
Well, you do have crack.
Yeah.
It's in the middle of your buttocks.
It's hairy, though.
Oh, ew. I don't want to know about that. That's TMI. That's TMI.
You got hair in
know.
Your ass, too. Don't you lie to me.
Oh, no, ew.
You filthy swine.
Anyway. So,
yeah, swines have it, too.
I want to know what the hell. So, all what? Right, before we came on air tonight to do the show,
mm-hmm.
We were, I was on my computer, and for some reason, files were missing.
Mm-hmm.
And these are files that we use all the time,
yeah.
And all of a sudden, they're nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
And Zambo and I were, losing hair
from
this.
It took about an hour.
What the hell is with the computer?
So, sometimes Windows likes to be a butt. I'm going to be nicer about this. Windows occasionally likes to be a butt and think that files that are actually there aren't.
I don't know why.
Blame Canada!
That's what I would do.
Blame Canada!
I blame Canada.
Okay. But, well, so here we are. We're going
we're good
super
now.
Crazy trying to find these files. Thank God. I don't know. What was it, the thing Tom sent you? Or
Tom sent me one thing that I thought that's where we found the shortcuts again. I just found the shortcuts through another way.
Right.
Because the shortcuts were there, but the files weren't. So it said, oh, this file is not found, but the shortcut's here. Do you want to delete the shortcut? And I'm like, no.
No.
No. And I was like, wait, you know what? Windows has a built-in check for errors thing. Let me check errors on both hard drives, restart, and check errors again. And sure as sugar honey iced tea, that was the thing. And then the computer went, oh, sorry, bro, here they are.
You should have been like,
catch me outside, how about that?
That's what I'm talking about.
I was about to put my wing-wang in the disk drive.
What?
That's disgusting.
About to turn that floppy drive into something.
What the hell?
Oh, about to turn that floppy drive to hard disk.
That's,
you know what
so
I mean?
Disgusting. Boom. I don't know what the hell you. I don't know what kind of thing you're smoking right now, but something is.
It's called,
you're doing something.
Sleep deprivation.
All right.
It's the newest thing.
Fair enough.
It's the newest millennial thing. You wouldn't understand.
I wouldn't understand. Well, yeah. You're not a millennial.
I am a millennial.
You're not a millennial.
I was born in 91.
Yeah,
of
you're a
I'm,
freaking
I'm
millennial.
Goddamn millennial.
God damn you.
I don't like it.
No.
I don't like it. Now I got to complain about everything.
Yeah.
You Gen Zer get to freaking Gen X.
Wait, I'm a Gen X.
No, you're Gen X. You get to fly under the radar.
Yeah.
You get to fly under the goddamn
radar. I didn't do anything bad. Then you got these asshammers that are the boomers. But then again, you've got the people who are the millennials and the what are the ones?
Gen Zers.
The Gen Zers who have no idea what a boomer is, and they just call anybody over 20 a boomer.
Yeah.
Which is really ridiculous.
Well, that's because they're not paying attention to what the word boomer is. You know what I mean? Like, most people, honest to God, don't know what baby boomer is. Like, a baby boomer was born because of the victory in World War II of America, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that 9 months that followed, anyone born within that year, year and a half range was considered a boomer.
Yeah.
So
it was a magical time.
It was. And it was a beautiful time. You know, America was safe. You know, economy was booming. The depression was gone.
And all the
babies were popping like nobody's business.
Oh, yeah.
And technology
yeah.
was advancing because we stole plastics from the Germans.
Do you realize everything sounds better with sex music?
Oh, yeah, of course. I also found out something about something sexual.
What?
In a good way.
Okay.
I want you to try this. This is something.
Whoa,
this is easy. This is easy. This is easy.
Okay.
The same thing that you say in someone's right ear is 10 times sexier if said in the left.
What?
I swear to God. I did this with Jen.
I did it with Jen.
This is what I did.
Okay.
I literally just simply said, rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Okay.
I said that in the right ear, and she's like, that's funny.
Okay.
2 seconds go by, I go to her left ear, and
okay.
I did it again. Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Okay.
And she flippin' melted.
Yeah?
Yeah. And she did not know why.
That's interesting.
And she saw this article, and I'm like, that's got to be BS. That's got to be total bull.
I need you to send me this article.
I'll see it. I'll get it from her.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, because if that's the case.
Don't forget to bring it down.
You know what I'm saying?
Danielle, you're in for a rude left ear awakening.
That's a 10.
That's the best part, because that whole day then, every single time I was on her left side, I was just like, and she was like,
I don't know if that's a I gotta read this article. That's
it's hilarious.
So, it's interesting. So what do you call it? So this week in the GHR land,
swear to God, she's faking. I'm gonna be so mad. Make her look like a goddamn idiot. Anyway,
well,
continue.
I'll find out, because I'm not gonna tell her what's going on.
Good,
I'm just
you
gonna
better.
Do it. Yeah. So
be like, I wanna try something. Hold on.
We should have done it to Kim earlier tonight. Be like, hello, Kim.
Tacos.
French fries. We were on the same wavelength there.
Jeez. Like, literally just see what happened.
What would have happened? Yeah. Well, she would have been excited about the cheese and the French fries.
Yeah, but, I mean, say it in the left ear, and that'd be all new stuff.
Mr. Greer.
Oh, don't bring up that. That's okay.
So here in
Go
GHR world, in GHR land, this week, we've got something really cool coming up. The core GHR Grindhouse Radio cast, Zambo, Kim, Mr. Greer, and I are going to be doing a photo shoot and video shoot with Zoom.
Yes.
Which is pretty awesome.
Do you think they're going to need our backdrops that we have? Because we have the green screen, the white, and the black backdrops.
I don't know. Right. I don't know.
We should see if they want to use them, because then if anything, we can use our studio, and then also out there if they need to, like, pick up shots or something.
Yeah. Well, what they want to get everything being utilized in the actual studio and an environment, and, you know.
Okay.
So they had done something similar with our friends over at Comic Book Men. So you know, Mike, Ming, Brian, and them over
Should
there were doing their thing.
No,
and
good.
You know, so now which is they did one with what was the piece that we just got?
The L8.
They just sent us the L8.
Yes.
What do you call it? Which is awesome. We're going to be using that for touring.
I upgraded it to the latest firmware. Everything works beautiful. It's a very nice little piece of equipment.
Very cool.
It starts up really nice too. It's got like a little flashing light thing. It goes, oh, it literally says hello, and then it doesn't say it, but on the screen, the little LED screen, it says hello. Oh, try it again. Oh no, try it again.
There we go.
There you go. And then all the lights come on, but they come on in like a wave. So like from left to right, all the lights go.
I love it.
It's nice. It's
magical sounds.
They got some. I wish it was magical sounds, yeah. But basically in that fashion of left to right with the chimes is basically okay. How the lights come on. It's really nice. It's really nice.
Well, I'm psyched about it. What do you call it? So we're going to be doing some stuff with them, mm-hmm. And we've been in talks for a while about this, so this is really cool.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely like start fiddling with it before they get here on that day, so that way I get a little bit more familiarity before we actually start.
Well, we're not using that. That's going to be a different product.
I know that, but like in terms of me being familiar with it, so if they ask me about it, I want to at least have intelligence.
Oh, with the new product.
You know,
yeah,
I want to be smart sometimes.
Well, what do you call it? We'll definitely talk about this more later next week.
Maybe.
But what do you call it? In the meantime, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brim Skin.
Hey, this is Adam from Big Brother 13, and you're listening to With Brim.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online. Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices. Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
up,
save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
It's morphin' time!
Hey man, this is Austin St. John, ASJ Jason, the original Red Ranger. You are listening with Brimstone.
It's a big welcome from Mile 7 Sports. In the blue corner, mass-produced, weighing in at a sugary 41 grams, Dollar T. In the red corner, brewing out of Strong Island, weighing in at a slim 12 and a half ounces of all-natural fruit, honey, and smooth habanero heat, Picant. Picant takes the lead early with a smooth pair of punches. Oh, he hit him with a pineapple. Oh, now with a sweet mango.
He's pouring a little liquor in it.
Picant is really mixing it up. Dalla's having a rough start.
Yeah, he seems lethargic. Heavy sugar's got him crashing. He is not going to make it through this round.
Picant's playing to his own strategy.
He's digging down deep, using his all-natural ingredients to cleanly secure the title as top iced tea.
Picant tea with an excellent combo of caffeine and chili.
I bet he didn't see that one coming.
He beat the cap out of him.
Fight is over.
There's tea everywhere. If you're sick of getting KO'd by high sugar and artificial sweeteners, be sure to visit PicantTeaCo.com and grab one of their flavors at your local Stop and Shop.
This is Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Do yourself a favor. If you don't want me shaving your head, you gotta tune into my brother, Brimstone.
About keto, but between the kids, work, and life, who has time for meal prep? I barely have time to microwave pizza. I saw other moms looking slim and healthy while I was still carrying around 20 pounds of extra baby weight from 8 years ago. So I signed myself up for Healthy Meal Supreme. Picture this: healthy gourmet meals prepared fresh, portioned by chefs, and they deliver direct to my home once a week. The best part is I have a smaller waistline and I have a few extra bucks at the end of the month for a new pair of shoes. Get this, you can even have dessert. They make amazing double chocolate brownies and they're gluten-free. Visit HealthyMealSupreme.com and eat a better meal to get slimmer and healthier today.
Hey, this is Bill Rogers, voice of Brock in Pokemon, Urien in Street Fighter, and the King in Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. You are listening to Brim.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl! Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh,
Oh, dear prince, I'm the lady of the lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
Actually, the time currently is 11:38 p.m. You should know where your children are by now. If not, you're a horrible parent.
You're packed with Imbrimskin. So, yeah, what do you call it? I wanted to talk about something that I had seen and then you had posted on Facebook.
What?
Which was the special scented candles. Since the whole Gwyneth Paltrow thing came out, it's like, you know, everybody's coming out with their own thing.
All right, so I did a little bit of research on this, and I'm pretty sure that was a jokey article.
Was it?
However, the tweet that I posted on Facebook that just simply with me captioning thanks I hate it was nothing short of extraordinary, because it's like this beautiful, like, I lead you up to the bed with a bunch of roses and candles, you lay yourself down on the bed and spread yourself very beautifully, and then the sweet smell of McDonald's onion ketchup, onion mustard, pickles, and cheeseburger, you know, like, just literally, like, it engulfed the room, and I'm like, dear, I hate this.
Yeah.
I verbally said, oh God, I hate this.
Yeah.
And then I went, I need to post this. And that's what I did.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
All I know is, listen, they actually did a White Castle one.
They did. And you know what? My uncle was like, yo, if they do White Castle, hit me up. I said, they did.
They did.
Oh, no.
That was real. So
I don't know if they still did it, though.
I don't know. This McDonald's thing could be real.
I'm going to look it up because it was the only article that I saw on it, which means it could have been just a jokey.
Maybe.
Jokey hokey.
Was it maybe on their website or something? I don't know. That would be interesting.
Let me see.
Because, you know, to think about it, you know, I mean, people do love the smell of McDonald's. It brings them back to their childhood. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's lots of things. Yeah, CNBC. Look.
Oh, my God.
Why McDonald's is putting out a beef-scented candle.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
The quarter-pounder scented candle pack.
Out of stock. It's out of stock.
$35. At least it costs less than the vagina candle.
Yeah, well, yeah, but you're also getting like five or six of them, right?
I think so.
So wait, so what candles do you get out of it?
I'm going to goldenarchesunlimited.com.
I wonder what this site means.
Oh.
So we'll figure that out in a
second.
That's
interesting.
Yeah,
interesting. I mean, look, I gotta imagine it would be pretty interesting.
Bitch. Yeah.
See, I would like a Big Mac, though. I don't necessarily want a quarter pounder, you know what I'm saying? I want, like, the Big Mac.
So it comes with bun, ketchup, pickle, cheese, onion, 100% fresh beef.
Oh.
Burned together for maximum deliciousness.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, God.
Can we get this to the studio when it's back in?
I mean, if you
want. I mean, is it even a thing anymore?
I will let you. How about this? If you pay attention. Oh, there's Big Mac bags and journals.
That's
the Big Mac quarter pounder.
That is amazing.
Okay, all right. So I'll let you pay attention to this site, and you have my permission as an owner of GHR.
Wow.
And that's 2 out of 3 right there, and that ain't
bad. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Do you have the permission to get this?
Okay.
If you find them, okay.
I'm
gonna
see
if the White Castle candle though still exists.
Yeah, that's amazing. If we do the White Castle candle, we can't have that burning in here. We can't. It would smell so, like, I mean, delicious, but so bad. So good, so bad.
Because then we would just, you know, order White Castle.
How come we can't have a White Castle, like, across the street from us?
I basically do.
No,
so you gotta come out to me.
Yeah, but that's not
here. It's
like
10 minutes away.
Like right now, I'm super hungry. I spent all day in the studio, like the entire day I was here, and I did not have anything to eat except for like a little bit of crap here and there. And here I am wanting White Castle. Like I would go to town on some White Castle right now.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I had it over the weekend.
God damn you!
It's still just as good as it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want it so bad.
Same quality, no matter where you go.
you know.
Let me tell you, like, I was debating going back there today and getting a case and coming back.
How dare you not bring a case here?
It's an like an hour drive. I didn't want to do that. That's why. I considered it, though. And then I called you about a local deli because
yes.
I cared.
Yes, you did care. I'm going to give you that. I'm going to give you that. Yeah, I would have liked to have some White Castle.
$25.
$25 for a White Castle candle?
4-ounce candle.
No, F that, Jess. We don't need that. If I, you know, if it was the McDonald's one for like 5 candles for $35.
But there is a White Castle ornament for your tree.
We should get that. Well, how much is that?
That's $20.
No, I don't want to spend $20 on a damn ornament.
That's what you get for novelty, boy.
God damn it.
That's pain in the butt.
Can't we make one? Like let's make like a shrinky dink version.
It does not smell like a White Castle slider. Basically, it's just a ceramic slider box with a candle in it. I ordered 4 and 2 were crushed and 1 was broken half and the last one had already a crack in it. I complained and no one responded. I would not recommend this item. Oh no.
God damn it.
You make me vomit.
How dare you?
Oh, man, that is hysterical. So it's just a candle holder.
That's stupid.
So that's just retarded.
That makes me upset. That hurts me in the feels.
You know what? That gets underneath my skin.
That's what I'm talking about.
That gets beneath Zam's skin.
What kind of sinister jackass is going to promise you the sweet-smelling aroma of a White Castle hamburger and give you nothing but a general white candle?
You know what we have to do?
What?
We have to go to White Castle.
Yes.
We have to get our own goddamn burgers.
Get the burgers.
Not eat them. Okay.
No.
Get some extra to eat, yes.
Okay.
But then we got to get one.
Okay.
And we got to get soy wax.
Soy wax.
And a cotton wick. And then a glass container.
Wait, no.
No, no.
No, no, no. That's not going to work.
No, it's going to work.
How?
I'm going to make it fucking work.
I don't know about that.
No, I'm going to make it work.
I want to see that happen.
I am.
That's like a science project.
I mean, not really. It's just blend up the burger and put it in the soy wax and then just mix the wax together.
Do you think that's possible?
I mean, yeah.
It was probably, wouldn't it rot?
No.
Are you sure about that? You're getting excited. This is scary. This is very scary.
I
You're getting excited about it.
I may be a little hot under the collar right now, but, you know, that's...
You stuck-up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder.
Okay, you know what? First off, just because I didn't shave today, that's just rude, okay?
Well, I'm sorry.
Rude.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Fine.
I apologize.
It's
but
fine.
Last
it's
week,
fine.
You beat
it's
the
you.
Snot out of me.
I did.
That's all I got to say.
I did.
You were in rare form last week.
I pulled
week.
Punches, though.
Did you?
I did.
Wow.
Oh, baby.
You were really coming at me then. You don't love me anymore. See,
I do love you.
You know?
No, no, you see, I'm in the business of ball busting.
Oh.
And ball busting is a sign of affection in my family.
Okay.
Also mental trauma, but that's a whole nother story.
Mental trauma. Oh, you want to do a real quick shout out for your brother, by the way?
Oh, crap. Yes, I should. Thank you for that. So my brother is about to start a show down in Jupiter, Florida. And I'm actually pulling up the information right now. He's been down there for a little while now, and the first preview just happened, which is great. But he is... Just give me... I'm sorry. My grandmother posted it because, you know, my grandmother is very proud. I'm yawning.
Are you yawning on air?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. Le him,
the her. So if you happen to be in the Jupiter area in Florida, not Jupiter, the planet, if you go to the Maltz Jupiter Theater, there is a show called Brighton Beach Memoirs.
Oh.
And my brother plays one of the leads. And go in there, say, you know, JJR sent you, say, you know, we say hi. And he would absolutely love that because he would not expect it, number one, because I love him to death and he loves me to death, but he doesn't know that I give him these shout outs.
Oh.
And I like that because then one day he'll be super blindsided by the fact that one of our listeners or more, obviously, will go in and go, "Hi, Anthony, we know your brother from Grindhouse." And then that's going to be really cool or within Brimskin in this case.
Yeah.
And it'll be great. So anyway, the show is basically on the road. Check out its times. It's running for a couple weeks. And the Maltz Jupiter Theater, the show is Brighton Beach Memoirs. Break a leg, Anthony. I love you.
Very. Oh, isn't that sweet?
I mean, it's true.
Isn't that sweet? Also, what do you call it? I want to give a shout out to the Mod Cabin, which... They're pretty awesome. They sent us out a whole bunch of really cool stuff for our beards. You know, I had my goatee for the longest time. And then, you know, every so often I've been like, all right, let's see what happens if I grow this beard out.
Now, you got to get yourself a hard bore hair brush.
You know they have them there. I should have asked them to send me
you
one of those.
Honestly, I wouldn't mind another one. To be honest, I would like a travel one.
It feels weird on me.
Thing is supposed to help you exfoliate your skin. It helps you get the dead skin off of you. It helps your beard grow.
Beard grows.
It stay healthy. Do you understand what I mean?
All right,
you gotta keep it healthy.
If you ain't eating right,
you at least gotta keep the beard looking good.
I'm eating right. Damn it. I'm eating well. That's all I got to say. Yeah. I had Fogo the other night.
Yeah, you eating well.
That's what I'm talking
about. Very well.
I
finally
Fogo.
Told my friends that live actually around the corner from here that Fogo finally opened.
Yeah.
I never got around to talking to them about it. And they're like, wait, it's open? I'm like, yeah. They're like, we got to go. And I'm like, I got you.
Fogo was amazing.
Hell yeah, baby. Yeah.
So go to Fogo. Yeah. Fogo to show.
Fogo to show, baby.
Yeah, we went there.
Available nation and worldwide.
Our friend Meg came in from Kentucky, so we were like, all right, let's bring her over there. So we took her to all the regular Long Island spots, you know, or the quick ones that we could get to in the day. So we did All American. We did what do you call the one of the Apple places for the what do you call it for apple cider, the Jericho Apple Cider Mill.
That's awesome.
What do you call it? A couple other things. We did Fogo. We had to do Fogo, and we had to do Bagel Boss for the bagel.
Oh hell yeah!
You know what I mean? So
wait, with or without the racist short guy?
What?
With or without the racist
short
guy?
No, he wasn't. Dude.
Oh, thank God. I know.
First of all, I think that guy's in prison.
He's actually in prison.
We're going to talk about prison in the next segment, actually.
Ooh, before we continue, though,
what?
To continue the conversation from GHR.
Okay.
30 years later, Michael Keaton is still voted as best Batman.
See?
An article right on my front page.
He is.
Anyway,
let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Hey, guys, this is Anamia, and you're listening with Brimstone.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yippa!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hello, this is Andre Stoiger, the voice of Owl and Winnie the Pooh, reminding you that you're listening with my favorite people, Brim, and every once in a while, Zambo.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Antonio Fargas, and I'm here with Brim.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a bus.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Thonum by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool!
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.beyerdynamic.com.
Hey guys, this is Ben Wise. You might know me from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., You Don't Mess with the Zohan, War Dogs, and coming soon, Elements of Matter. You are listening to the one and only Brim.
No work, no effort. Just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hello, this is Bumblefoot, and you're listening to my pal Brimstone.
And we're back to Within Brim Skin.
Hello.
So, we were a little saddened.
A little bit.
Toy creator Jans Nygaard Knudsen, who's best known for designing the iconic Lego minifigures,
yes,
passed away this past week.
Yes, he did. He passed peacefully, thankfully surrounded by friends and family on the 19th.
So
and, that was very sad.
He was 78.
Yeah.
What do you call it? He worked for Lego from 1968 to 2000.
Yeah, he worked quite a long time, almost 40 years.
So you have the story of how that came to be?
To a degree. Okay. So this is a little paraphrased because, you know, got to shorten it for time. But basically, he was coming up with the concept, and Lego, before this point, had no characters. It was all just model sets, you know, homes, little cars.
Right.
Maybe like buildings, things like that, like little parks, trees, bushes, little adventure scenes, that crap.
Right.
So they just released a bunch of stuff, and he finally perfected the tweaking on the patent, and then showed it to the heads of the company.
Okay.
The heads of the company literally said, "Hold up all production.
Okay.
Recall just sent out product immediately. Let's re-release everything here going forward with that little minifigurine." And since then, every single Lego set from the moment that released has always had a little man.
That's awesome.
A little androgynous figurine.
I love the little GHR Legos.
Oh, me too. I'm so glad that we have that. And, you know, seeing that in the studio now has a little bit more of a meaning. Like, obviously, the childhood aspect to it was always there, especially when we first got them.
Yeah.
But, like, it means so much to know that much more about the story behind it, because Lego was like, yo, this is big. Mm-hmm. We need to jump on this now.
The figures,
and they did. And I'm glad that they did.
The minifigures are such a huge thing.
They are.
You know, and it's so surreal when you're sitting in here and we're in it's our studio.
I mean,
of
we're
course.
Everywhere. On this
but
thing.
You know, we've got, you know, there's the pop buses and the pops, the what do you call the Legos. And,
oh yeah.
You know, you've got this, you got that, there's other things. I mean, you know, it's just a really, really cool thing, and it's just such pop culture history. You know
it
what
really
I mean?
It really is. Like, history for us, and not only that, putting us in the etches of stone of those particular pop culture items. You know what I mean? Like, we're now a Lego character. We're 3D printed characters.
Yeah.
We're pop vinyls, like you said. We're, you know, in articles. We're a bunch of things that we never knew we would exist.
Well,
you know?
I mean, I didn't.
Well, okay, well.
Maybe you guys didn't.
Most of us weren't, with you being already ahead of the game at first, yes.
But yeah, no, I'm with you on
that. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
absolutely.
In terms of, like, if I were to tell my, like, 12-year-old self this, he'd be like, "You're lying. Want to play Halo?"
Yeah, right.
And that'd be it.
And you'd probably play Halo.
And I'd be like, yeah, but you're
yeah,
going to get
not?
Stomped.
You're going to get
like,
stomped, kid. You little brat.
Yeah. I'd be like, I show no mercy to Jen in games. I will show no mercy to myself.
Wow. That's
true.
Crazy.
It's true.
You make me vomit.
Pressed the wrong one.
I think you've had enough.
No.
Now you've had enough.
It was
that's
funny.
The one.
The one thing that I remember is the only time I've ever shown Jen mercy in a video game was Crash Team Racing for the PlayStation 1.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, okay, we can play. And I am going to play.
And you got a Shredder! Shredder!
Here's the thing. I mostly did.
Really?
But then we were like, let's do a championship game. So it was like, you know, the championship circuit.
Don't tell me you
do
let
two
her
out
win.
Of three. No, I didn't. She actually managed to outsmart me.
Really?
Two out of three times.
Nice.
And I was like, son of a bitch. That is never going to happen again.
See, Danielle button mashes. She button mashes, and I'm like, what the
Jen
hell?
Jen button mashes too, and sometimes can get pretty far, but in the end, falls victim to her hubris.
Oh, what's a, what's a hubris?
Her hubris.
What's
her
a hubris?
Pride.
Oh.
Double the pride, double the fall.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, all right. So,
kill him, Anakin.
Speaking about falling on hard times.
Pickles?
McGruff the crime... McGruff the crime dog has fallen on hard times.
Yes, he has.
Actor John Morales.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Crime has taken a bite out of him.
So anybody who doesn't know who McGruff the Crime Dog is, when
you're
we were kids, what do you call it? He was this like dog character that was on like all the networks. And right? It was like on all the networks?
Basically. And then also...
His big thing was like, take a bite out of crime.
Yeah, it's basically like Smokey the Bear. Like, only you can prevent
exactly.
forest fire.
Exactly. Right.
Like, that's like the actor for, the voice actor for, you know, Smokey the Bear getting convicted of arson.
Hugely famous.
Yeah.
Hugely
exactly.
famous.
Exactly.
You know, and what do you call it? He actually was sentenced a couple of years ago to 16 years in prison.
Yep.
16 years
it's
in prison.
It's funny to think that because you would never expect it.
Right.
But then again, when you think about it. It's always the ones you least expect.
This is true.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's crazy. So they, what do you call it? Police had apparently seized like 1,000 marijuana plants, 27 weapons, including a grenade launcher, and 9,000 rounds of ammunition. How? What? Like, what?
I would personally have loved it just to have him just speak about, why would you collect all these things?
I don't know, it'd be fun.
And you know what the sad thing is? It's not like they, like, checked him out or were watching him or anything. No. This freaking moron got pulled over for speeding. How do you do... What kind of moron do you have to be? Bro,
you
if you're doing
danger,
stupid things...
Sometimes danger flirts back.
Like, seriously, though. If you're doing stupid things, don't you... Wouldn't you have, like, the slightest sense
no.
of... Yeah, I guess not.
Remember,
you know,
if criminals were smart, police would be out of a job.
This is true. No, they wouldn't be out of a job. They just, you know...
Most.
Well, yeah, this is true.
Most.
Wow, that's kind of messed up.
It's true, though.
You're slapping police down pretty hard. Blue Lives Matter,
this
bro.
This is coming from police family.
Blue
this
Lives
This is coming
matter.
Straight from a policeman's mouth
it's true.
To my mouth.
No, but it is true. It is true.
Yeah, it's
there are a lot
true.
Of good police out there and a lot of bad police.
There are.
End
However,
story.
Though, the you know the injustice and stuff needs to be directed as a whole. It can't just be separated. Yada, 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 yada. Diversity, equality. We love everybody.
What do you think about police women? Do you think they look good in their uniforms?
I mean, yeah.
It's pretty sexy sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe in their left ear, I could tell them that.
That's pretty
you
funny.
You have the right to arrest me.
You have the right to arrest me. Read me my Miranda rights.
Oh, no, officer. I'm completely unharmed and completely harmless.
Oh, God. Anyway, moving forward.
Don't tease me, bro.
Yeah, so, you know, McGruff.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. Now, what if Marvel bought DC?
I feel that one, a monopoly would ensue, but two... The amount of crossover films and content would be astro-goddamn-nomical.
DC would probably have some good movies.
DC will have good movies in that case. I mean, granted, Harley Quinn, pretty all right. Not too bad. Definitely better than anticipated.
I didn't see it.
It wasn't that bad.
No?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that. I haven't watched Joker
so
still.
So you know how Wonder Woman was, where
me.
Wonder Woman was actually pretty decent?
Okay.
Like, it was kind of like that level, but maybe like a notch or two down.
Really?
Oh,
all right.
So it was still relatively good, but it could have been a little bit better. But I got to watch it again to kind of be like, you know what? They could have done this, but then again, I'd be nitpicking. You know what I mean?
Now, was her performance in this as good as it was in the original thing?
With a little bit extra, I think.
So you think it was good?
I think Margot Robbie definitely kind of really felt.
So she brought it.
Harley's character is more anti-hero if she's not connected to Joker.
Right.
It's very true. It's really cool to see that.
You know what would be really cool, though?
What's up?
So if Marvel and DC, all right, kind of got together.
Yeah.
And Marvel bought DC, Deadpool and Harley Quinn. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's
just
been
working
shipping
together.
That for the longest time.
They don't even, like, you know, get together, like lovingly. They just get together, like, partners. And they had to do, like, a buddy cop movie.
But I think that they should get together for the whole damn thing.
Okay, fair enough.
Because they killed Deadpool's wife, right?
Yeah, I guess so, eh?
So Deadpool's kind of like free agent.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know what I'm saying?
What is it?
Harley Quinn could shoot him, blow his head off, and he grows back.
Remember the Injustice games?
Yeah.
Think of Injustice Marvel versus DC.
Yeah, but see
that type of thing.
That would be really cool. There are like games that people made that have all those characters.
Oh no, and then there's mods of
like
Mortal
mods.
Kombat
That's what they call
or
mods.
Yeah, mods modifications of like Injustice that includes like the Mortal Kombat characters are like overwritten with the Marvel characters
really?
Or vice versa. Yeah, people do
see
that all the time.
I wanna try that stuff. But then again, it's all the characters' moves. It's not like the actual Marvel characters would be.
I mean, sometimes it's really hard to program a whole new character in. So it's mostly reskins. It's very true, because you basically have to break the game down to its ones and zeros like a computer and then rebuild what you want to put into it. It's a lot of work.
Very interesting.
I mean, sometimes they can get away with cheating the system a little bit, but there's only so much that can be done.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I think it would be
above my smartness level. I know that much.
It would be really cool to see that. I think it would be fun to have a Harley and Deadpool movie.
We've seen Street Fighter characters versus Marvel characters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, Capcom.
Capcom versus DC. Capcom versus Marvel.
Yeah.
Like, those are great games. Or Capcom versus SNK 2 or whatever the hell. Or Capcom versus SNK versus Marvel. Like, they've had that, too.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had Super Smash Brothers Ultimate. Well, like, here's the thing. Why can't you have DC vs. Marvel Ultimate Fighting Championship? Just something stupid like that.
And Marvel and DC have done crossover in comic.
Yeah.
So to have a film or something like that happen would be pretty damn cool.
It would be.
Anyway, why don't we do this? It's about all the time we have for this week.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for tuning into Within Rimskin. Make sure to rate, review, subscribe. Hit us up on all the social media. We'll be hanging again with you next.